sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I've proved Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more.
Good morning, you're welcome back to today's episode of Open Heavens on the Go. Open Heavens is a guide to a close relationship with God, and it is written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor E.A. Adeboye. Today's topic is In Quietness and Confidence. Our memory shall be taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 30, verse 15. For thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest shall ye be saved. In quietness and in confidence shall ye be your strength, and ye will not. Our reading is taken from the book of Psalm 112, verse 1 to 9. I read, praise ye the Lord, blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in His commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Unto the upright there ariseth light in darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man showeth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. He hath dispersed. He hath given to the poor. His righteousness endureth forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. The Lord bless the reading of His word, in Jesus' name. Amen. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from the book of 1 Samuel chapter 4, verse 7. 1 Samuel chapter 4, verse 7. And our hymn 16, so sweet to trust in Jesus. So sweet to trust in Jesus. So today's devotional, In Quietness and Confidence. When you encounter people who take all kinds of attacks without reacting, even when they have the ability to fight back and win, you must be careful not to offend them. Such people are meek, and when they commit the attackers to God, it is better for the attackers to apologize and seek to resolve the issue immediately. This is because the God who can heal and deliver can also kill and destroy. When God is fighting on someone's behalf, everyone who is against that fellow will be unable to handle the consequences. A mother eagle once sent one of her eagles to hunt for food. On its hunt, the eaglet saw a mother duck with her ducklings, grabbed one of them and took it to its mother. On returning to their nest, the mother eagle asked the eaglet about what the mother duck did when it took her duckling. And the eaglet said that she just looked at him and did nothing. Surprised, the mother eagle asked, It didn't fight or make a fuss? No, the eaglet responded. Immediately, the mother eagle told the eaglet to return the duckling and hunt for another prey. The eaglet returned the duckling, and the mother duck looked on without reacting. Thereafter, the eaglet saw a mother hen with her chicks and grabbed one of them. When the eaglet took, the chick home, its mother asked how the mother hen reacted. She was furious and reacted fiercely. The eaglet replied. Then the mother eagle said that they could now eat. When they finished eating, the eaglet asked its mother why she asked it to return the duckling to the quiet mother duck and why they ate the cheek of the fierce mother hen. The mother eagle replied, "The hen has done all it can by shouting." However, the duck who didn't fight back has handed you over to God. And the sky isn't big enough for us to hide from God. Beloved, keeping calm in the face of negative situations and quietly trusting God is a strategy for living victoriously. In Psalms 46 verse 10, God instructs you to be still and know that He is God. When you refuse to feel threatened by the devil's antics and quietly put your confidence in God and not your abilities, you will experience God's mighty power and you will experience God's mighty power that will cause a turnaround in whatever negative circumstance you might be facing. Never give in to fear. Trust quietly in God. Key point. The best strategy to overcome negative situations is to ask God for help. Trust Him and remain calm as you await His intervention. The Lord bless the reading of His word in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for joining today's episode of Open Heavens. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. Till I come your way again next time, do have a wonderful, wonderful day. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust His cleansing blood, just in sin.